Abba, we just thank you that you're listening to us. We thank you that you are with us because your word promises that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you for that. And so we just bask in your presence right now. We choose to relax. We choose to listen, and we choose to give you our focus right now. We're wide open to receive from you. Lord, if you want to manifest your glory in this place, please do. We've been waiting. Show us what it's going to take for your glory cloud to manifest in this place. Because we're curious. We really are. Jesus, we thank you that you're our healer and that your healing presence is here right now, and that we can receive physical, mental, emotional, relationship healing this second, because we've heard testimonies, Lord, and you want to do it again. So we say yes. We say yes to healing. And we're choosing to receive. We thank you. It's a free gift, too. We don't earn, deserve, or merit this at all. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're here to comfort us. I ask that you comfort those that really need comfort right now. Just wrap your loving arms around them and encourage them. The Lord is saying that I am here. I'm here to answer your prayers. Pray more specific, detailed prayers. Will you do that? I'm into details, you know. I'm also into order and peace. I'm not the author of confusion, but of peace. And I want you to experience my shalom peace right here, right now, in this moment. Thank you for coming tonight and basking in my presence and in my glory. I'm ready to show up in a new, fresh way. I'm sending you help. Yes, help is coming along the way. Will you receive it when you get it? Because I'm not asking you to do what I've called you to do by yourself. Resting is actually pretty simple and easy, isn't it? I created you to rest in my presence, to wait patiently for me. Are you willing to wait? I've been waiting for you. I honor you. I am here and I am listening. So whatever questions you have, just ask away right now. My word says to be still and know that I am God. You said you wanted a God encounter, didn't you? Here's your opportunity. You don't have to ask how. You just simply need to say thank you. Resting is a good feeling, isn't it? It's a good place to be. I'm working in some of your hearts right now. Healing is taking place. Some of you are being set free. A few of you are being delivered. Salvation is my will, you know. It's a sozo life that I want you to live. That includes health, doesn't it? I'm going to start prospering some of you in a new way. Will you be open to receive more so that you can be more of a blessing than you are right now? Because I am more than willing to pour out what you have been desiring all these years. Doesn't my word say that when you delight yourself in the Lord, that He will give you the desires of your heart? It's true. I put those desires within you. If you're not sure what some of them are, just ask me right now. Hearing my voice is going to be a key to revealing what that next step is that I have for you. Do you want to know what the next step is? Again, ask me, and I'll reveal it to you now. The heart that you have for me and how much you love me. I want to reveal to you my heart for the world, especially for the lost right now. So watch what I show you. Didn't Jesus die on the cross for everyone? Even those that are doing evil things in the world right now? Didn't He die for them as well? Can you pray for them? Because you know they need Jesus. Who do you need to forgive tonight? I know who they are. Let's start with you, okay? I've already forgiven you. I'm simply asking you to forgive the forgiven. And since you're already forgiven by me, that means you can forgive yourself. Will you give yourself permission to forgive yourself? Because I already have. When you do, you're going to experience such a healing and a freedom and a release and a relief on the inside of you. Are you enjoying my sweet presence? For I'm enjoying yours. Did you know that when you rest in me, you're simply saying, I trust you, Lord? I want you to labor into that rest so you don't fall into unbelief. It's my heart's desire that you trust me with all your heart. Therefore, don't lean on your own understanding anymore. You don't have to figure things out. I'm the all-knowing God. So why not come to me and ask me? I'll make it very simple and easy for you. I promise. My word says nothing is too difficult for me. Isn't that true? By the way, I'm not in any rush. I'm in no hurry. I know the end from the beginning. And I'm super excited of what your future looks like. If you only knew what your future holds for you, you wouldn't be fretting or worrying or anxious or even afraid. My word says, as I am, so are you in this world. So since I'm at peace and at rest, so are you. So just continue to focus on my presence. Continue to focus on my peace. Because when you're spiritually minded, you have life and peace. And when you keep your mind focused on me, I give you my perfect peace because you trust me.